always gotta start first.
See, yeah. Okay, it's like.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing it already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? It is, yeah. It's burnt down with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first? Seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Lovely. So, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Why So Insecure. I am your host, my own royalty. My co-host is living it up in Ghana, but I've got a co-host today. Please introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Victoria. You can call me Vic. I'm easy. I can see Esther on Zoom, and her eyelashes look amazing.
Oh, thanks, girl. Thanks. I'll send you the link after.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I love eyelashes so much. Like, it's actually my. I just love it.
Have you seen that TikTok when someone said there needs to be a psychological theory as to why a full step makes you feel like the baddest bitch?
No, honestly, I just feel like I wake up and I just feel like, wow, look at you. Looking like a fine babe. I love it. I love it. But yeah, so we've come to the end of
the season. We've come to the end. End of the road. I feel
like end of the road, end of an era. Like, what a moment. Like, I feel like this is so historical.
100%. And I don't think, the thing is, after the show was over, I saw a lot of people being like, thank you, Issa. And that's needed. I think we have to do this. Like, it's not, I hope people don't look at it and be like, why are they thanking her? No,
they need to.
Shema. Like, no, we have to actually thank her. No,
honestly, I feel like it's such a big thing for Black people, but I feel like for Black women, I just think it's so amazing. And you know, like with her as well, she's just good vibes. Like, she's someone I want to meet. I want to be friends with her. Because I feel like she's just good vibes, like consistently through life, every day of your life is just good vibes. And it's just like, I feel like with this show as well, even when we interviewed Courtney, she was obviously saying that she was someone who, like, obviously trying to get a break in the industry. Yeah. And a lot of people have had that story as well. Like, even Yvonne Orgy on Breakfast Club, she's talked about like how Issa gave her that break, and I feel like a lot of people have said that. And I saw a snippet because I didn't watch the documentary, because I feel like when shows end, I have this, like, it hurts me, because I'll be honest, I feel like the only reason why I watched this season finale, the finale episode when it came out, was because I was recording this, because typically I have an issue with shows ending, like it hurts me.
I heard that.
So I need a moment. Do you get me? So I always need a moment, and then I kind of make peace with it. Then I watch it.
Yeah.
But obviously, because I had to record, I watched anyway. But with the documentary, I feel like it's too final for me.
I haven't watched the documentary yet, but I think I'll watch it later on. But my thing was, as soon as it dropped, I had to watch it immediately. Like, I was even planning not to sleep that day.
The spoilers.
Yeah, I was planning not to sleep and watch it on World Star at 5 a.m. when he usually drops it, because the spoilers were crazy. Like, I know everybody likes to use their chest to be like, just come off social media. Yes, trust me, guys, I understand. But I went on Instagram, like, you know, because it's second nature. You just click on Instagram, you wake up, like, you know how Esther was saying, I woke up, I looked at my eyelashes, I felt like, you wake up, you go on Instagram, like, that's just a normal thing to do, right? I look at Yvonne's Instagram story.
Nah, mess up.
No, do you know what I said to myself?
Obviously,
if you're listening to this, you've seen the finale, you've seen what happened. I said, that's not a wedding dress, that's just, she just likes to wear white because she's the main character.
No, do you know what? That's something I would do. I would just say, she's just dreaming, it's one of the flashbacks.
Yeah.
It was one of the future, I would have said that.
Or I said to myself, do you know what? Maybe she's getting married in real life. Or maybe, maybe it's a promo, like a PR.
You
know they'll do loads of magazines.
The ad.
Yeah. You know they'll do like loads of magazine shoots, because she was holding hands with Lawrence. In that picture, she was holding hands with Lawrence. Mm-mm. So I was thinking, but Yvonne posted that, Issa posted that, the Insecure, and I muted all of them. But obviously on Instagram, how can you can't mute.
Yeah, Instagram is difficult. Instagram, because especially like if you accidentally slip into the explore page, that's it. That's all you're seeing.
And what Lawrence posted was too much.
Is it? What did he post?
The Jay guy. No, sir, it was too much.
Jay Ellis.
And the thing is, when I watched the show, I even missed that point that he and Issa got engaged.
Oh, I didn't. I screamed. I said.
I watched it twice, you know. So. Esther, he put that.
Oh, that picture. The hand is on his
chest with the massive ring. He put that on Instagram. So imagine you wake up and you see that.
Do you know what I think? Yeah, I do think though that Americans need to. That is disgusting. I think it's rude. It's very rude. Because I feel like what Americans need to understand is that your show, and Issa, I know you know this. I know you know this for facts, is your show is not just trending in the US.
Yeah.
Some of us are in a different. Because I actually tweeted it on Sunday. I said, I know Insecure finale comes out. I said, American watchers, please, let's be guided. Don't spoil it, because I follow like a few Americans in my thing, but I just knew it. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to just stay off socials.
That's the best thing to do. That's the best thing.
Because usually I watch it on Monday. So we record on Tuesdays, but actually, yeah, I watch on Tuesday typically. But this one, because I knew that there was no way I was going to stay off socials like that, because I was going to have to deactivate if I was going to stay off socials like that. So honestly, I had to watch it on Monday.
The thing is, though, I do understand why she did the live tweet, and I understand where they... I wish they didn't choose those particular pictures. Like, I wish they... But I understand why they were live tweeting. I understand that. I understand it because I feel like Insecure is such a cultural moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's so... And it's so effortlessly modern and so Black. Like,
that's it.
And when I say modern, it's like, you look at the soundtrack. Yeah. Not only is she, like, paying homage to, like... I'm not even saying the word homage, right? So like the OG, like when I say OGs, like the way Issa and that music team, the way they pick music so perfectly to fit scenes and like, and they'll even pick new people. They put exactly like you said before, putting new people on.
Yeah,
it's like a thing. It's become a thing. When you watch Insecure, you have Shazam up.
You have to.
It's a thing, and like. When you watch the show, you want a live tweet as well. So I understand why they were live tweeting. But man, like, I was so happy with that finale.
I was so happy. Like,
I was so happy.
I cried.
Me,
I'm quick
times.
To cry anyway. I'm quick to cry all day.
Me too. I couldn't even blame it on my period this time. No,
it was all me. I'm taking responsibility. When I tell you, I cried, I giggled, I was sad. Like, I screamed. Because, so basically, right, so it's, okay. Were you Team Nathan or Team Lawrence?
I was Team Lawrence.
I was Team Lawrence.
But also kind of Team Nobody.
Okay, do you know what? I was Team Lawrence from episode one. I said, you know what? We can forgive it. And then you messed up, but you guys went together technically. So, and I
who
think
wasn't
Issa
together?
Cheated. Lawrence and Issa went together when he had the baby with Condola. Because they broke up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that I can't be mad at. What's that?
Yeah, so I was like, do you know what, though? It's like, you guys, you can forgive it.
You can
step mom.
Yeah,
why are you trying to build your career? He's already got a child to, you know, hold him. And for that moment.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, nowadays I'm getting like quite put off with pregnancy. Like, I just keep seeing stuff. People post stuff online like this happened.
No, you're not allergic.
So I'm thinking, not allergic. So
I'm allergic. Because
I'm thinking maybe it's even good that there's a child that I didn't push.
Do you know what I've said that because I always say that I'm not shy. And I genuinely would date a guy with kids because you already got it. What are you looking at me for? You're fine.
Honestly.
You're good. Mm. We can just enjoy our lives. And I would be a great stepmom. I absolutely would be. I don't mind. So I said, Issa, not going to lie to you, you can do this. But I think the last couple of episodes, I said, you know what? You start starting to piss me off. I said, you know what would be great? It's for her to end with a whole other man.
A whole man.
That would have been great.
Or but just by herself.
Deep
yeah.
down. Or by herself, but I still feel like deep down I wanted it to be Lawrence because Nathan, I feel like Nathan was one foot in, one foot out.
Do you know what I knew that Nathan wasn't a serious somebody from when Lawrence came and was talking all that smack, and that was enough for Nathan to end the whole relationship because something small like that. No,
because that title of that show was named after Nathan. It had to be him. It was a foreshadow of what Nathan was to come because the insecurity was ridiculous to me. I said,
too
you're
much.
Really going to stand here and be arguing about a barbecue? Like, you've won. You've got the girl. You're moving in together. Why are you pressed?
It was too much. Even to the point where, because I wasn't sure that Torian was a right fit for Molly. But Torian, do you know when I knew that he was a perfect fit? When Drew when Molly and Torin were high, obviously.
Oh,
and
yes.
Molly and Drew came over, and I was like, oh, not this guy again. And Drew, and then Molly was like, oh yeah, this is Drew. We used to fuck. And Torin was like, oh, okay. That's when I was like,
yep.
That's when I was like, this guy's for Molly. One. Yep. Because the maturity 100%. Level is different. And I love when people, we get to a stage in our ages where we're like, we're growing, we did shit, cool, we moved.
Yep.
Because why everyone's is Nathan,
pass.
Nathan is doing, I'm going to war you, I'm going to war you.
You're hyperventilating. I said, you're going to give yourself blood pressure.
And he even flipped on at Issa in front of everybody.
Said, it's when he did the shoulder. I think that's the worst thing a guy could do to you. I'm sorry, if you hate me, fling. Say that. He literally shoulder fling. Because she was trying to calm him down, I said, yeah, you're actually a useless person, because I'm sorry, you're useless. You are a useless somebody. No.
Someone tweeted, I'm so happy that Issa and Lawrence are together. Good luck to Nathan and his barbershop endeavors.
That's it.
But you know what? Because a lot of us, actually, like, even me, I was guilty of like, where's the season going? Do you know what?
Yeah.
I do love this series because I did think like it was told in a different way. It was told in a quite artiste kind of way. Like, yeah, you know, that there was kind of like a motif, like a theme going through of, and I think the theme was death. Not death, but ending.
Like, yeah, endings, yeah.
So it was like Kelly dying, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Lawrence on the plane thinking he's dead.
Molly's mum.
Yeah, oh, Molly's mom eventually, you know, passed, which was so sad. Yeah.
Oh,
but it was all those things, and it was like kind of like symbolic in a way, but yeah, it was kind of like it was I won't say dragging, but it was because we wanted to know, where is Issa going? Is it,
yeah, it was slow for us.
It was true.
I was anticipating.
But do you know what I clocked?
Yeah.
It needed to be that way.
It had to
be that way. Because if we knew that she was going to go with Lawrence, I didn't even know she was going to go with Lawrence until the last, even up until the last 5 minutes, yeah. I was
in denial.
Wait, Esther, it was a wedding.
When Esther, she sat down on her end, I said, oh,
Esther, oh my days. I said, where the hell
What's
is this fella?
This boy?
Again.
And then I saw her hand on her shoulder. I said, she's got a new man. That ain't Lawrence's hands. That's not his hand.
When I saw him,
I said, oh. But even then, I didn't believe it. I still thought he was there as a friend and they were just civil. And then when I saw her come home for her birthday, I said,
yeah.
And then they had, what was the boy's name again?
Ja.
I was thinking of Jaro. I don't know why I was thinking
Jaro. Yeah, me too. I thought that
Jaro.
What did they call him again? Mustafa.
I thought his name was Jaro. Where did we get Jaro from?
His middle name is Mustafa.
Why did they give him a middle name? We didn't need to know that.
No, because you know, that's Lawrence's problem, because instead of him to be there for Condola when she was pregnant, when he came to the hospital, he was like, why are you naming my child Mustafa? Well, you're not here, so of course I'm going to name. Because you know, in Issa's daydream when she threw the baby.
No, that was hilarious.
If you watch that scene again, Lawrence goes, Mustafa.
Oh, yeah.
But what was I going to say? What was I going to say?
That's hilarious.
When she was driving, that scene was beautiful. When she was driving past the first apartment.
And then that community where
kids
custard, the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
good. I was even scared because I was thinking, I was so nervous. I was like, is she going to get in a car accident? Because there was, I was waiting for the ball to drop.
Same. I was waiting for, when I tell you, I was in so much doubt that this could be a good ending. I said, something's going to happen, because basically the whole season, the way Kelly switched, I've been thinking that something's wrong with Kelly.
Yeah.
I kept saying, I thought like the ball's going to drop with Kelly. And I'm not being funny, but Kelly dies, I'm going to be in Issa Rae's DMs. No shame about this. I'm going to be in that DMs questioning her.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time I really just thought it was going to be Kelly. I'm thinking the way Kelly's taking life, like, it's a bit too serious. And I'm thinking, it felt like she was hiding something every time.
Mm.
But obviously, we know with her situation, that was very different. But I honestly thought, I just thought something bad was going to happen.
Me too. I mean, with Molly's mum, it was really, really sad. But I felt in a way, it was kind of like them showing that grief happens and these things happen. But I felt all in all, I was just, I can't lie to you, Esther, I felt so happy to see a positive ending.
I was, and it made me, for each girl.
Oh
well, except Tiffany, but she's a bad vibe, so
okay. So Tiffany, right? is she still with Derek? Because she at the wedding. She is pregnant.
Yeah.
But is it with Derek? Because Derek wasn't at the wedding. Not seeing Derek left me a little bit on edge.
Nah, she definitely would be with Derek.
But just thinking, maybe Derek's got COVID. Because you know when they're recording.
You know what?
Because where was he?
Because they can't hold up the reproduction because of you, sir. It's true. They should have just said his name.
They should have said his name or something. She's like, oh, Derek.
I feel like the pregnancy was him being
enough
there.
For us. Then okay.
Yeah, but I feel like because you know what? So I want to kind of go into each character. I feel like with Tiffany.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm.
She, do you know what? I just think of Sis. Yeah, she's a Debbie Downer, but she shows reality because sometimes you think you have it all because she was always the pomp and show and the. We're rich, where this is my man, my this. Like, she was like the, I've got everything.
Yep.
But Sis was always the one really going through it the most. Very miserable. Because I feel like even when her friends came to, like, visit her, I was just like, why are you moping around?
Yeah, she was like, I hate her. I was like, oh, my day.
I was like, we already knew that. Like, I feel like that scene was not necessary because we'd been new. I thought she was going to tell him she was getting a divorce.
Wow.
Because she was so miserable. And I feel like she kind of showed us her misery about having to move to Denver like time ago, like from when they announced it. So when she then, because honestly, she was like, okay. So like when she was then at the thing and she's like, oh, I feel, I hate it here. I was like, that is not news to anyone. Mm. Big news would have been if you said you're broke up and you're about to move back to
exactly.
LA. But I just felt like, but to be fair, I feel like I liked her character. I liked what they did with her character. I think, was it 2 seasons ago when she was going through all the stuff she was going through? And
yeah,
was,
the like, postnatal depression. Yeah.
I was about to call it postmortem. I don't know why.
Please.
I do that every, I've said it on the pod so many times. And it's when I listen back, I'm thinking that is the wrong thing. And the queer two will be agreeing with me. Like, yeah, that's it.
That's what we got podcasting. Jasmine tweeted, she said, sometimes when you're in the studio, your brain isn't working the same as it does on a normal day.
It really isn't. And your co-hosts, they agree with you. Both of you.
My goodness. No, I think you're definitely right. I think it's great that all the characters are layered and you get to see a different side of what is it like to have it all but still not be happy? What does that reality really look like? Yeah. And I think the good thing about it is, though, Tiffany as a character wasn't afraid to let them know that she was going through stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do that thing where it's like, I have the man, I have the house, I have the job, or, you know, I have everything, and present that they're happy. Yeah. But she was just, and I do respect her for the fact that she was just like, listen, I'm miserable as fuck.
Yeah. Do you know what I think, actually? Because, you know, before she had that breakdown when she ran away, she used to hide it.
She did.
I love the character development in that from that moment on. She communicated how she was feeling.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Because I feel like after that season, we kind of all, like, even within that season, I think that's when we found out about Nathan as well. Mm. We kind of had a lot of discussions around that mental health, which is great.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. And I do like how they dealt with Nathan's, what was it?
Bipolar.
Yeah. I love how they dealt with it. Like, it was, they didn't portray him in a stereotypical way that people with bipolar have on
like,
TV.
Quote unquote crazy.
Exactly, all the time. And I love the fact that, yes, he has a mental health issue, but he's also a complex character in the fact that he has flaws like everybody else. Like, Nathan is insecure. That doesn't have anything to do with his mental health issues.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just like the fact that they even showed, like, you know, Nathan being happy, Nathan being fun. Nathan is a fun person to be around.
Yeah.
When, you know, when he's joking, you can see that he's like kind of like a jokey person.
Yeah.
But I think his insecurity is pretty much his something that's he has to, I don't know.
He has to deal with it, like a lot of men have to deal with it.
To be fair, in general, he's not a good fit for Issa.
No, he's not.
He's not a good
fit. I feel like it's just, I feel like the way her personality is, I just don't think they don't work. They don't fit.
He's too serious.
He's too serious and she's too awkward for him.
And that's the thing. Lawrence is actually quite awkward.
Lawrence is a nerd. Like they compliment each other. Oh, because 100%. She will say awkward things and like burst into a song or whatever. And he gets it.
Yeah.
Like he gets it, he'll laugh. But Nathan just looks at her like, you're such an egg.
Yeah, Lawrence looks at her. I don't like 100%. That. And the thing about Nathan is, Nathan will think you're such an egg, but we probably wouldn't come into the joke, but we'll tell you 2 weeks later.
Mm. What does that do for me now, sir?
Because the thing about Lawrence, yeah, he's very sharp. Yeah. Okay, there's been many times where he's got on my nerves, but if Issa said to Lawrence, "I love you," like that scene with Nathan, I think Lawrence would have said something then and then, or said something. Yeah. He would have just left it awkward.
Even if he didn't feel like that, I feel like he still would have said it because he cares. But I'm not gonna lie to you. I would rather a guy lie to me than be silent the way Nathan. There's silence. Because I swear to you, I wanted to fast forward, like skip 10 seconds.
I hated that.
It made me so sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're not gonna say anything back.
But
I think spent the whole day looking for a dog.
So who sent her?
Damn. Yeah. Firstly,
you said, "Oh, let's take it slow. Next day, I love you." What?
Do you know what I saw though? And this is why I don't like Twitter sometimes, because usually I'll be ruining things for me. I don't want to watch things with woke eyes. Sometimes I want to enjoy. I think it was Jazz that said it. Was it you? And I was like, you just want to enjoy things without watching it with from woke eyes. You just want to enjoy life. And I thought like insecure.
Audrey from Receipts.
It was Audrey. Yeah. Because someone was tweeting how if we're gonna be honest, and I hate when I start seeing tweets say,
"Yeah, me too."
Be honest. Let's lie. Okay. And like, if we're gonna be honest. Issa was using Nathan as an emotional cushion. She used that man and she knew that she wasn't going to be with him and blah, 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 blah. I was like, oh, just shut up, man.
I can't lie. I think there is some truth to it, you know?
There is, but I don't want to accept that truth.
Yeah, you don't want to hear the truth. Yeah, I do think like Issa should have just been like, do you know what? I need to be by myself. And there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah. I properly understand why Nathan was there, because Nathan was getting on my nerves. I was like, this guy is not even for Issa. Like, maybe even Crenshaw might be better. Like, I was like, this guy is not for Issa at all. Like,
yeah.
And it even frustrated me that he was in the story. But until we got to the last episode, I said everything makes sense, because it would have been too bait. We would have known, because you know what? I was usually when I watch a TV finale, yeah, I always write down my notes what I think is going to happen. But this time, I couldn't even write anything down.
Really?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Oh, wow.
Because
I knew that she was going to go back to Lauren. I knew there was going to be some kind of standoff where she has to then choose somebody. But I didn't think she was going to get dumped. That, I said, you were the one in the wrong.
And for that.
Dump me?
Damn. And for that, okay, what other characters should we talk about?
Okay, I want to talk about Kelly. Because before I get to the juicy people. So I keep seeing people say that they wanted Kelly to have, like, more time. But I'll be so honest with you. I love Kelly, right? But the show is not about Kelly. And I think that's something we need to be grateful for things and understand the purpose behind things.
People do play their roles, yeah.
Yes. And Kelly played her role. And I think that the show is really about Issa, Lawrence, and Molly. Those are the main characters. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but we cannot be giving everyone a chance. Otherwise, Tori and his ex. I'm sorry. I loved, though. I loved that she found love. Because I feel like she's always that funny friend. And the queer always says how, like, she doesn't like that she's always that funny friend, because it's like she doesn't have a storyline of her own.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that she found love. And first of all, that man is beautiful.
He is.
And he was so respectful of her. And like, he's the energy I would want for her. And then her dropping that she was pregnant. And I feel like in true Kelly fashion,
I cried.
I didn't even clock that she was pregnant, because I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I thought she was going to bring out Tiffany's kid dressed up. Like, she was going to do something.
You're Kelly's dramatic as well. Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, I'm just grateful that there's going to be another one of me. And I was like, of you what?
Exactly.
And then when Tiffany jumped up, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
But I loved how dramatic it was. Like, I was like, would I really call my friends for dinner to tell them I'm pregnant? No. But like, I was so happy for her. Like, she really found a person.
That's amazing, you know? Because she's always, because you know what it is? I feel like low key, the funny friends in like shows like this year, they're always the lonely, the ones that quote unquote are not desirable. Do you know what I mean? They're the ones who don't have a man. They're the ones who don't have a relationship. And so that's why they're always the funny friend. They're the ones that-
To compensate for that.
Yeah. And like, they're the ones that people go to cry about their breakups.
Yeah.
And give their advice. So for her to be the first one, she was the first one we saw that actually had confirmed her man, because before we knew, we knew about Molly, but in terms of like the extra characters, she was the first one that had the first life, big life change before Molly got engaged
Before Molly,
or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that was amazing, I thought.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. And Kelly, the woman who plays Kelly, absolutely stunning woman, beautiful woman.
She's so stunning.
And it's true. It is true that there is kind of a trope of kind of the bigger woman on the show. She has to be funny. She's not the one with a boyfriend. She's kind of like, quote unquote, they try to make her the quote unquote ugly one. But I feel like in Insecure, I feel like they allowed Kelly to be sexually free. I feel like they allowed her to be funny in a way where it's like not, it's not demining her own self.
Yeah, like,
she's very confident and she never puts herself down.
Yeah,
and I loved her confidence. And I can't lie to you, just seeing all these black women happy made me just happy. Like, because it's not every day. Like, it's not every day. Oh, we're now gonna hear that Kelly's never gonna find love. Why is she not gonna find love? Like, there are lots of black plus size women, big black women out there who have their man.
Yeah, and living and thriving.
And I was just so happy. Like, I literally cried when she said it because I felt like she was saying it for real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she was who knows, you know? I might have to go stalk Instagram, actually.
Gosh.
I really, like, I loved that. Like, it was very wholesome. I don't want to say, like, the show gave me hope because Jesus is my hope. But it was something I felt like was very, very encouraging. Because I feel like, especially...
Give me hope, boy. Please. You gave me hope, boy.
You said, call a spade, child. Because, you know what it is? I feel like... At this phase of life where we're at, like, this is time where we're thinking about, like, our future, our career, thinking about children, thinking about partners, all that kind of stuff. So watching that, because I don't know what it is, but when I watch Insecure, it's like I'm, like, away from reality. Like, I can't explain it, but it feels as if, like, I'm listening to my friend's gist kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm literally living in that moment with them, which I don't think you get with many shows.
No.
So, like, seeing all of them just... get what it is that they desire, and the fact that it was at different times in their lives but it still happened for them made me so happy, man. Like, my heart honestly, my heart was so full. Like, oh, what show.
Do you know the woman who wrote Girlfriend said that this is the ending that a lot of black shows deserve? I couldn't deal with that.
It is.
I was gonna cry for her saying it because I know that her show was, like, kind of tragically cut because of those, the writer's strike back in the day. But madame,
even with Tony leaving.
Yeah. But madame, would you have given us that good ending?
Well, all right.
Or would you because
that's like Tyler Perry saying he likes this script. And so the record does not show that.
Fam.
No, but it's so true though. But honestly, that was so beautiful as well. I feel like even like when what's her name, Molly got married, and they were all still there, because I know that, like, it was like several birthdays. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, I'll stand to lose count.
Yeah,
I'll stand to lose count when we were in.
How many birthdays? Also, what I was going to quickly say was Issa's reaction to Kelly getting pregnant. I was like, why is this weird?
Because she was jealous. Because everyone was moving on. Because at that time, Tiffany's obviously moved to Denver. That's a milestone. Even if Tiffany's upset about it. Molly had made partner, so her career, which is what she wanted from episode one.
Because
you know, I watched episode one of season one, and I clocked that it's a full circle moment.
Wow!
Everything that happened in episode one, the answers were in the last episode of season five. But Molly had made partner, which is what she's always wanted. Mm-hmm. Also, she had a man who was literally present. You see, when Torian got her wings and wine. Because she was too upset to go on the date. That's a key point.
Do you know what's so funny?
An attentive man.
Let's talk about Molly. So Molly, I loved that. And was it Andrew, the Asian guy?
Oh yeah, Andrew, yeah. Did you see his Instagram post?
Oh no, I'm not gonna go.
I was like, oh my gosh.
That is a beautiful somebody. I was gutted how that went. But ultimately, Molly did not want to not settle with someone who's not black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did not want her to compromise on that.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt like, and as perfect as Andrew was, like, I thought he was amazing. You can't compromise on something. And we know what Molly's like.
Yeah.
Molly is kind of you need to go to university. You need to have money. And Andrew had all those things, but he wasn't black. And the fact that she found Torian. And I did say on our podcast, Black Girls Living, I said, I don't know about dating your co-workers. Like, they have to be the love of my life. Otherwise, this is not working. So maybe
we're orcs and we break up.
So maybe it's true. Maybe you can find the love of your life at work because look at money.
Not my work. Yeah, God, I hope not for me, please, because I'd actually rather not, personally. But I love when it happens for other people. But no, it's so true, because I remember, do you remember the first episode, right? And her co-worker, what was it? Because I wrote it down.
Yes, I remember
her co-worker. Yeah, the Asian woman was going out with a black guy.
Yeah.
And then she
I didn't like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was very awkward.
Because I remember because she made that girl feel bad.
She did. Because she said, yeah. Do you remember? Because basically she was dating some guy, yeah. And she was like to the guy, I'm gonna call him, blah blah. And she called the guy, and the guy cut the phone off because, hello, why are you ringing me? It's not that. So he must have texted her, like, oh, I'm in a meeting. So she was actually like to the girl, oh, I think he's in a meeting, but you know these guys. Then he must have texted her. She was like, oh, I just want to hear your voice. And the guy said, this is how you know men just want to kill us. Sorry. Because she said to him, yeah, I just wanted to speak to you, say hi quickly. His response to that was, sorry, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm not looking for a relationship right now. So you're saying hello is relationship, is girlfriend.
Was this Molly?
This is Molly in episode one. So basically, yeah. So then that girl was talking about like how her man was like, whatever. So Molly said to her, oh, like he's just saying that he just wants ass, basically. He basically said to her, and then the next day she comes to the work, the girl's engaged.
And she's Molly,
in the toilet.
When I told
she's
you,
in the toilet crying to Issa. So she was like, oh, like I date. She's like, I've been dating like non-black guys. And she just dates one black guy. He takes her seriously, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And she was like, they're stealing our men. I was like, Molly, firstly, are you even exploring all the men's? Because you have a tight... The thing is, though, I have to give it to her. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's good to know what you want. And, okay, you want Ivy League. Maybe you want et cetera, et cetera. But I do think I do think it's a little bit classist. I can't lie. But she stuck to it and she got what she wanted.
Yeah, but then do you know what I think though? I feel like as well with Molly though, I feel like it's definitely a classist.
But I understand, because I feel like especially as a black woman, you don't want to now get somebody who is not serious at all.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some
like
maybe
a Lawrence in season one.
Lawrence, oh my days! Oh, that's how you be. Not only are you a bum, you forgot my birthday. And that's why the whole episode, the whole last episode was just beautiful, because it was just like the whole birthday theme. But exactly, because I do think, because even me, like I have this anxiety, like from when I was younger, I can't be with somebody who's not serious. Because now the belief is coming to take me as a child. Like,
I can't.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so I do probably see that maybe that's where that's come from, maybe.
I mean, I get it. I feel like, do you know what it is? I feel like with Molly, yes, like what she didn't have, she wanted by force. But also, someone pointed out how, like, from season one to the end, we just got her mum nag, talking about she needs to get married. And people like they rate the fact that she didn't settle. But you know what? As well, though, I feel like Molly needed to have all those standards, because I feel like Andrew's the only guy that really told her by herself.
Yep.
Like literally said, your class is egregious. You had to let her know. Because I feel like Molly, even if she opened her mind to like other races, she would have never learned. She needed to go through that breakup with Andrew that really shamed her for her to know that, you know what, I need to work on myself. Because I feel like Molly acted as if her shit didn't stink. And it's like, sis, you have problems. Like, we're not all perfect. So I feel like Andrew was really the one that needed to let her know by herself. To be able to fix up. But also what I love as well though, because I feel like you always hear that narrative, and in a way it kind of happened in season one when the colleague was with Asian girl, because we hear these conversations all the time where black men, when they're with black women, don't take black women seriously.
Yeah.
But when they date other races, it's
they're
very quick to commit all that kind of stuff and talk down on black women and stuff like that. So I feel like I love the fact that Insecure showed how adamant that she was going to be with a black man.
Yeah.
But as soon as she met a black man, it was a black man that didn't feel like she's too much. Because literally, I think, in the first episode, I wrote down a quote she said. Yeah, basically, she was talking about how, like, when she's standoffish with guys, they don't like her. When she's clingy, they don't like her, all that kind of stuff. And it's amazing because she met Torian. And if you remember when she was on her honeymoon, she was saying, girl, this man would not leave my side.
I loved that. And I felt that. Like,
I love that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it was so nice for the writers to show that if that's what you want, you find that. But also there are, yes, you might get some black men along the way that don't like you, but you'll find one.
You'll find your one
sense that would,
of course you will. Of course you will. Of course you will. Because it's a reality. And I love, and there is black love. It exists and we see it all the time. Like, and no, I'm just so happy that she got what she wanted.
I was sad.
And it's not because I thought I didn't care about Molly. Like, I remember Jasmine was like, oh yeah, I want Molly to find a person. I was like, I don't care about that bitch. I just care about Issa. But I was very happy. Yeah. For her. I cried.
I was the same. I feel like, I think episode 5 is when I started warming up to Molly.
If you've gotten this far, hope you're enjoying the episode.
Don't forget to hashtag No Shade Pod on all your socials.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie to you. I just want to fight her. I was done with this.
I feel like she did Issa so wrong sometimes. Like, she, I just felt like when Issa was trying her best to improve her life, I felt like Molly would get jealous and
she took her down. I'm sorry, but I think she was bad as a friend. Mm-hmm. At points, I felt like she was like, you know, when you want your friend to encourage you when you're going through it, but she was the one who was like reinforcing what Issa wasn't at times. Mm. And I just felt like, what kind of friend is that? And I think I can't remember what she did. No. It was the Andrew thing of not wanting Andrew to help her.
The text messages.
Knowing.
Oh, yeah.
For me, yeah. I think that's what made me think, do you know what? I don't care what you do from here on out. You're a bad friend.
Even to the point where Andrew himself was like, yo, you could have helped your friend and you didn't.
Even he was like, no. That's why I like Andrew. I'm sorry. I like him. Because he's the one who really let her know about herself. Because I feel like, for me, yeah, I can't lie to you. If my friend, if I had a... if I was in a pickle, right, and my friend had the answer to actually help me, and you don't because you don't want to mix your boyfriend. And it wasn't a thing where maybe the boyfriend didn't want to do it. And she was like, yeah, of course I will.
Yeah.
Nah. Mm-mm. I would have fight her all over again. I'd be so upset. Shame. I don't think I can come back from that.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't come back from that because even a stranger would look how much makes a friend. Nah, so that was mad for
girl.
Me. But also, I'm sorry, but I think it's a bit... Okay, so basically, obviously, I was stalking the Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Condola's happy that... Obviously, I know that she's probably happy that the opportunity and everything, but I feel like the bullying sis got...
Oh, no, it's too much.
Put her off. Because when I was watching this, I was on the Instagram, the Insecure HBO Instagram. They were doing, like, things, you know, like when a season's about to end and you do, like, little quizzes, all that kind of stuff. And they were talking about, like, what... just kind of thank you from the castmates, basically. Mm. She looked exactly how she was acting.
But I'm not surprised, you know, because people have...
It was like,
apparently people have been sending her death threats.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like... You people don't know where to stop.
You don't
watch
know to stop.
Watch a show and detach from it. Do you remember that year, years ago, when Janine stole someone's baby on EastEnders?
Yeah.
You know, people were threatening her and her kids in public.
Oh my God.
Abusing her and her kids, her children, in public. Jesus people, don't, I don't Christ. Know. What, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Detach from these things. What is wrong with you? So I feel like with Condola, like, I can't lie to you. Episode 9, I did feel like, why are you there? And then a listener had to remind me that she's actually friends with Tiffany. That's how she and Lawrence met.
You know,
I forgot
Tiffany.
That.
Yep, that's how she was actually in the mix. Also, yep, she's friends with Tiffany. That's how she was in the mix. Remember, that's exactly how she. And also, she was actually friends with Issa.
They she went together.
And you know what? They properly got on.
Oh, yes.
They properly got on.
I forgot about... Oh, yeah. And then I remember Issa then found out.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why are you here again, sis? But then I kind of felt like... I don't know. It didn't... I felt like it was a bit sad that she wasn't in the last episode.
I felt that too, but I feel like people would have too much to say. And people would find, like, I saw this hilarious tweet. You know the last episode, the last moment? Someone said, it would have been amazing if... No, they said that they had a dream that Condola, Lawrence and Issa and the baby were all in bed together.
Oh, stop it.
At playing Happy Family.
Do what?
What kind of dream did you have?
That's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. Honestly. Now, I kind of felt, but then when I was thinking about that, I feel like because it's meant to be a full circle moment of the whole season, I felt like, to be fair, it's
we
like
don't
the
need
her, no way, we don't need her. We got to that. Jar's
parents. Do you know, I had a dream that Issa was in Lawrence's arms in bed, and Jar and then Condola came through the door and snuggled in with them in bed. No, but you're right. The thing is, actually, I think Condola played her purpose. Like, the reason why Condola really was sprinkled in some episodes is to confuse us. Are they going to get back together? Are they not? Are they not? Mm. And also, I felt like it was important that, when I tell you Insecure was great, because it shows us what is the realities of having a child when you're not properly together. What's a realistic co-parent situationship? I felt like and it also shows the complexities of Condola keeping the child. Mm-hmm. After saying she didn't want to have a child anymore. It shows that women have choice. Exactly, Lawrence wants to tap out. Lawrence's reaction to
feeling betrayed.
The baby.
Yeah, how can all you feel betrayed
when he wasn't even there? And then Condola not even allowing him to have his child. Mm. Like all this complexities. Like, it was really, really interesting. I think I'm happy they delved into that. Because that sub story was really interesting, but I don't think she was needed for the last episode. Because what would she be adding? As you said, we already saw Ja. So what do we need to see Condola as well?
That's true. Actually,
People will riot
because you know what? Oh my gosh,
people will riot. No,
because you know, like the moment where Issa called him for his birthday.
Mm.
Vic, I swear, I thought he had planned a Condola.
Yeah, me too.
Say it, Abe. But when I just said it was one of his beauty calls, because you know one thing about Lawrence,
he's gonna get it in.
One thing. Missionary King, he's gonna do what he has to do.
I even hope, but what's okay? What one thing that upset me though? I didn't see Issa get smashed like Tasha. I don't think I saw that. You know how he smashed Tasha into smithereens? Tasha, the bank teller.
Oh, I thought you meant what's it called? I don't know why I was thinking of Power. Ghost. Because you know, I feel like with like Tasha, he literally just had sex with Tasha, but with Angela, he was really putting his heart, soul, mind, body, everything into it.
Esther, do you not remember when Lawrence
and the cheeks
I never saw that with Issa. Why didn't he do that for Issa?
Because at the time he was jobless. But then they do say the jobless men really do be the ones.
Yeah, he did need a place to stay. Also, I'm so happy, I can't lie to you lot, I'm happy that Issa gets to enjoy Rich Lawrence. I'm happy she gets to enjoy.
I think she served her time. And it's now time to reap the fruits
of your hard work.
Yes.
Did you see the ring? Did you see the house? That's what she deserves.
Everything. I said, nah. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I wanted her to be with me. Because I said, I'm not going to lie to you, sister's been through it. Because you know when we met them, they had been together 5 years already.
Mm.
And from the looks of things, it was 5 years of struggle. Maybe the first year was nice. And then it was 4 years of struggle to the point where you ruined my birthday. Like, even when them not going out for her birthday was because he didn't do well at a job interview.
Mm-mm.
But Rich Lawrence is a babe. Like,
I said on the podcast, I said, I think he got taller. He didn't use the Barbie's hair before.
Fashion sense. He had that, that white collar job coat as well going on. I absolutely loved it.
I'm so happy for her.
Oh my gosh. And do you know what someone said as well? That I didn't even clock this. That you know, like the last scene when she's on the phone to Moni.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, whenever she looks in the mirror, her alter ego comes up.
Yeah.
But she didn't, because she's finally grown and got all the answers to all the confusions she's had.
Wow.
She's finally secure.
Oh.
I know. This is so
that's beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Well, I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah, I didn't think of it until like I saw the tweets. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's true. Because obviously the other times the girl's always been there because she's been insecure and like, trying to
help her things down.
But finally she wasn't there.
Gosh.
I feel like, because I can't lie to you, I feel like obviously we mentioned how like the beginning of the season was a bit slow. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like the last episode made up for it.
Oh, 100%.
Because we needed it. Because even when I think of that episode where we were just walking around trying to find a dog, I just okay. But when I think about it, I can't imagine if that episode wasn't there. I feel like we would have got the answers quicker. Yeah. And that would have made the last episode dead.
Not as worthwhile. Yeah, yeah.
Because what would we watch? Everyone's weddings.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's true.
Kenny's delivery room. Like, we don't care about that.
I feel like it's just so beautiful to see, like, Black women in fulfilling relationships, advancing in their careers, their friendships blossoming, they got the money now, they're rich. And I just feel like sometimes a lot of the things we watch on TV allow us to believe that this thing is not within our reach.
Yeah,
like, it allows us to believe that as simple as I say simple But like these things that seem quite attainable on fairy tales isn't attainable for us.
Yeah.
So seeing it play out, it just made me so happy because it made me really think. And I keep seeing a lot of people tweet, look, these lot are like 33 when it, wait, no, no, not 33, 35, 33.
Yeah.
When the show ends. So you 25-year-old, you 27-year-olds stressing yourself that things aren't working out. And I needed that. Even when I watched Girlfriends, they were in their 30s. They late 30s when things were happening. And it's just like, not late 30s, sorry, early 30s. But you kind of need that because when you're on social media, everybody's getting engaged at 25. Everyone's buying a house at 25.
25,
I'm there. I'm at 28. I'm thinking, I'm still in my childhood room. And maybe I'm going to be here until I'm 40.
My mom's calling me downstairs to watch play. Oh my Dead God. Ass. No, I feel like that what I really love, because you know, you feel like as well when you're watching it, like I feel like when I watch Insecure, it doesn't feel like a fairy tale to me. Yeah. It feels very attainable. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's because I relate to the characters, so like each character I relate to them in one way or another. 100%. Like even when Kelly said I didn't want to have kids, because I said openly that I don't think that life is for me, but at the same time I'm very aware of the fact that, like, I know that comes from a place of insecurity for me. So I'm very aware of the fact that I may meet someone who makes me feel so secure, who can potentially change my mind about
And
I feel like when Kelly said that, I really connected with that. And I feel like that's a good thing about, like, insecure. It's like everyone, in one way or another, you're able to relate. Whether it's, like, career, like, even, like, Issa trying to figure out what she's doing.
Girl, that especially is because, me now, girl.
Because when I watched that first episode, I said, nah.
Wow.
This kid was so mean.
At her. And what I loved about Issa's career is that it was always kind of like, how can I do right by Black people, but without, and I, do you know what? I hated that Krayshawn bit. Oh my God.
I was about to say that. I took personal offense to that.
I hated it, but I kind of understood why it was relevant, because it was like, it's the whole sellout thing.
Yeah.
However, in my humble opinion, Krayshawn, you can actually fuck off, because,
all right,
sorry, you're actually a hooligan.
Do you know what it was as well? For
no,
me,
he's a hooligan. I feel
like,
so
you know, he's a thug. He's an area boy. Because you know what it was for me? I felt like, I don't think she was selling out. I still don't believe she's selling. Yes, she's got backing from, what's it called? Caucasian company, was it?
But who doesn't? But
for me, it's like, they saw the vision though. Like,
exactly.
It was still going to showcase Black talent. It was still going to be that. And I think for me as well, what I didn't like about the Crenshaw thing, or the Crenshaw, whatever his name is, was the fact that... was the fact that you're gonna try and cancel me on Twitter and then try and apologize in public, in private. Sorry about it. Good night. Keep that same energy. That energy that you try to shame and embarrass me with is what you need to come with. Honestly. This energy to apologize. You should have gone back to that same Twitter and said, "Hey guys, I was wrong." So that one, I definitely took personally.
Do you know what I clocked? So you know the way Issa's kind of like, because what Issa did in the first episode, like what she wants to do is, like, you know, showcase Black talent or Blackness in a sense.
Yeah.
And now she's doing it successfully by the end. I feel like it kind of projects her career as well. So starting out with Awkward Black Girl, because that's like one of the first kind of TV shows I watched on YouTube. That's actually how I found out about her. And I remember watching it thinking, I've never seen anything like this. It was so low budget, but I couldn't stop watching it. Because I just felt like this is so relatable. Like, she's so awkward and weird and goofy. And she'd be doing these weird raps. And, like, I was like, this girl is weird, but she's funny. Like,
that's amazing, you know.
And, like, that's just seeing her do that to doing a show with HBO. And the thing about HBO, and the reason why Insecure is so good, HBO, from what I've observed anyway, I feel like HBO really let the creators do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows. And there's even a lot of... I've actually interviewed... the creator of Lovecraft Country, and also interviewed, it sounds like I'm name dropping, but not even like that.
Please drop.
Do you know Mindy Kaling from The Office?
And I watched The Office,
the Asian woman.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah. So she has a show with HBO called Sex Lives. Yeah. It's actually really good. And just from what I observe, I really truly think HBO just let you, and from what they've said as well, I really feel like HBO have, and I remember one person I spoke to said, in comparison to other networks like Netflix, they just let you do whatever the fuck you want to do.
And that's what the people need.
Because you know how in Insecure, they rarely explain any Black jokes or any Black things at all. And it's I just love like that. You, the girls that get it,
honestly, dead ass. I loved it. I loved it. Like, I feel like even when at the start you were saying how like it's so relatable and it's literally very modern, I feel like it's so current. Like,
oh yeah,
it's so, I feel like it's just our culture.
It's like
it's even, amazing.
And I feel like Issa doesn't shy away from that. Like, for example, like the ratchetness, quote unquote, of our culture that some of us like to look down on. Issa is embracing it, like for the fact that do it like it's my birthday. That song was played. Like, you know when that song was played?
Do you know how happy I was for Jocelyn? Jocelyn won.
Did you see her reaction?
Oh, did she? Yeah. She did a reaction.
She was like, thank you. Yeah, she was actually happy. And it made me happy.
On Instagram.
It made me really happy because it was like, I know a lot of people mocked her for that song, but that's actually...
No, that song, I'm sorry.
If it's your
you
birthday...
mocked her for that. That was a banging song. When I saw that, honestly, because I used to watch Jocelyn on Love and Hip Hop, I have a soft spot for Jocelyn.
Me too.
So for me, it's like, I really want her to make it one way or another. I don't know how.
I wanted her to do a Cardi B.
Do you know what? I do think, because you know, people were like, oh, this person should have been this person, blah, blah. I do feel like she had the right. I just think that her circumstances and the person that was managing at the time, Stevie, he took advantage of her. I really believe he took advantage of her because the way he was treating her and all that kind of stuff, I feel like he used her worst fears against her that did not allow her to grow. Like, because when I'm sorry, obviously back then, it felt like a joke and blah, blah, memes or whatever. But do you know how deep it is for you to be threatening someone with taking them back to the strip club?
That's a strip club.
They don't do something, something that you want them to do.
It's vile. It's very vile.
That's the beast. I'm sorry. So like, I feel like with her, she could have had that career progression. But she had people holding her back that didn't do it for her. So for me, I'm just like, when I heard that,
Esther,
oh my gosh,
I felt emotional.
I was so
I felt
happy.
Emotional. I don't even I know why. So I was like, I heard this song every day. Like, what the hell?
But I was so happy. I feel like it's just giving people a chance. That's what it really is.
And it's just our culture. It's like, you know, let's say it's your birthday and I'm putting Esther's picture on my Instagram stories. I'm going to put that song attached to it. I saw this tweet and it made me so happy. It was like, imagine watching this back in 20 years or 10 years or 5 years. You know, the same way we watch Girlfriends.
Yes. This is definitely one that we're going to be watching.
Like, imagine watching 100%. This. Our kids are going to be like, oh yeah, I'm watching Insecure. Like,
because
that's crazy.
It's like how we watch that with my wife and kids. Cause when my wife and kids came out, my brother was like younger. Like he was in his teens. But I watch it, like, I know it so well.
Yeah.
My little sisters know it so well. So I feel like Insecure is going to be like that.
It's going to be that, definitely.
It's that historical. I just think it's amazing, man. Like, I was so proud of it. Oh my God, you know, another scene here that I cried at was when she was helping Molly take off her wedding dress. I knew that scene was genuine. I really felt it.
You said it was, you know?
Tweet. I saw her tweet saying that, The producer said to her, do you know what? Issa knows what's coming, but make it your own. Because do you know what it was? I think it was how like Issa was dumbfounded. Like she didn't know what to say. And I was like, girl, did you forget your script? Like in that moment, I could just tell that, you know, that when you feel like behind the cameras, everyone is just quiet.
Yeah.
I really felt that moment. I was like, oh, this is dope. I was like, oh, why does this have to end? But I feel like things do have to end.
Yeah, I think
it was Yvonne's Breakfast Club interview, and apparently Issa's always planned that season 5 was going to be the end, that she always knew. So I think she's got another show that's going to be coming out soon. I've heard that whispers, but
that woman is unstoppable, and this is just the beginning for her. She's gonna
excel,
she's gonna fly, and her show is going to be able to allow so many more black creators to do something similar. Like we don't need shows that has such deep meaning. Like let's just have black women they have them, like they go through their messes, they go through all this stuff, they're questioning shit, and at the end we're happy as fuck. Let's just have that sometimes. It's not every day black trauma, like
tragedy,
you know,
and
writers wrote this Lawrence would have been arrested by the police and Issa would have been who even knows.
Someone said,
do you know what I mean?
Let me see what the tweet. I really hope someone said it, from you know whose perspective.
Yes.
Please tell me I did it. I'm gonna try and find the tweet because when I tell you, this take finished me. The way the person wrote it absolutely finished me. Hold on, I'm gonna find it in a second. because they literally were like, if it was this person that wrote it,
yes,
there it is. They said, if Tyler Perry wrote Insecure, Issa would have got AIDS from cheating on Lawrence. His app would have taken off right after. Molly would have fallen in love with a light-skinned, shirtless lawn care worker outside her job. Derek would have abused Tiffany, and Kelly wouldn't be funny. Kelly would have never got a fine man. And if she did, would have been in between being insecure for being bigger and after getting abused a bunch of times. So basically, if Kelly ended up with someone better, it would have been because she was the insecure one. And I said, I'm not going to lie to you, this sounds like a script I've seen already.
Yeah, definitely.
This is the one with Janet Jackson.
Mm. Oh, that film was horrendous.
Yeah, terrible.
What was I going to say?
No,
I just feel like even some other writers that I know that would have wrote Insecure Ending and a lot of men would have been in prison or there would have been police brutality.
Do you know what someone said? Someone tweeted, yeah, I would have made Issa end up with a white man to make everybody sick. Then someone said, John Durham's tweet from a burner account.
That woman can't help herself.
Listen.
That woman literally cannot help herself.
Her mind is amazing to me.
But why does she always have to have interracial relationships?
I don't know.
In every single one of her shows.
I actually do not understand.
Am I being dramatic? Is it every single one of her shows?
It is, and they tend to cheat with like black men. Kind of like Violet Annalise.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. But do you know what? I think maybe it's the networks they work with. Actually, yeah, because
do you know what it probably is? Yeah,
Kerry Washington did the same thing. Olivia Pope did the same thing.
Yeah, it probably is because a lot of like even with we hear so many stories, don't we? Where they're like, oh yeah, this character has to be white because it needs to be more quote unquote palatable. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. What I loved about this the end of the series, it kind of taught me about, listen, everything will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, then we're not at the end yet. Like everything will be all right.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Everything will be all right. That. And I just love the fact that yes, it wasn't what that happiness for me was revolutionary.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I told you I was sitting there waiting for some kind of ball to drop.
Also, PTSD. Also taught me, maybe the love of your life has a child, and also maybe the love of your life might be at work.
Might be at work. I took the child, thanks. No, but it's so true. I feel like it definitely taught me the same things. I thought not the work or the but I feel like for me, it definitely made me realize that, you know what? Everyone's got different we've all got different stories for our lives.
Definitely.
You will get there. Like you said, we will get there and we'll get there different chapters. But just because it's happening for someone else doesn't mean that it's been taken away from you. Like it's not being taken, it hasn't been taken away from you for it to happen for someone else.
Definitely.
We're all just in our own journeys and we all get there when we're ready to accept the blessing. Because I genuinely feel like, and I've spoken about this on the pod where there's certain things I know that I don't have because I know that I don't have the ability to handle what it is I'm asking for. Like, even like with relationships, the moments where like the past years I have not felt, even now I feel ready, but I know I'm not quite. Mm-hmm. But that's because if I had what I wanted in a relationship, I probably would have messed it up because I have not equipped enough to handle what it is I've been praying for. And I feel like sometimes we ask for things and we pray for things, but we don't realize that the journey to that is so vital for that blessing that you're asking for. Do you get me? It might be like with career and all these trials and stuff you're going through. Within you is creating discipline.
Definitely.
That you cannot afford to not have when you finally get what it is that you've been asking for. But I honestly, absolutely, that the show made my heart so warm.
Mm.
And I was just like, this is the most wholesome.
We needed it.
TV I've watched. We needed
I think we needed it, especially like after like the Black Lives Matter uprising. Like, girl, we needed something like a piece of TV that's gonna make us feel like, especially for Black women, that like, yes,
yeah,
you got this.
Yeah, like it will actually be fun.
Mm.
I loved it. I really, really enjoyed it. What would you give the season out of 10?
Oh, if it wasn't for that finale, boy. If the finale wasn't included, it's probably my least favorite series.
Yeah.
But with the finale,
Okay, yeah.
But with the finale, I think the finale was perfect. So I think it really helped. And as I said, if if the episodes didn't flow the way it did, or if certain things didn't happen, it would have been too bait.
Yeah. And I feel like we would have had 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Because when people were complaining to Issa about having 10 episodes, what killed me when sis was like, yeah, we had a year off, but you're still getting 10 episodes. And yes, it was still be 30 minutes.
Because Esther, I messaged Esther and I said, there's no way it's going to be longer than 30 minutes. Esther said it will be 40. I said, no. I said, this woman don't rate us. When I saw 40 minutes, but I was supposed to message you ASAP. Like, Esther, what?
40? Listen, even that 40, I'm going to lie to you, it wasn't full 40. It was like 39, 52, something like that.
No.
I said, all right, it's fine. We're ready. There's nothing else to cover in the last few seconds. It's fine.
Exactly, yeah, it's fine.
But I feel like, for me, it's the same way. I feel like this is my least favorite season. Mm. But including the finale, it's a strong 9 for me, you know? The finale really, like, it really finaled, like,
really finaled. Those are like finale before.
Because I feel like they haven't finaled before, because it's, I feel like my favorite shows have come to an end. And I'm so happy, because with each show, the ending has been everything and more that I need. Like, it's been a great conclusion. And I feel like, because I can't think of any black show that is within our culture that hasn't ended on a stupid cliffhanger.
Fam, literally, like, one of the most happiest endings I've found is The Office. Like, I have not cried joy
buckets
like that. Yeah. And you're right, when it comes to black shows, like, obviously the girlfriends, even A Different World. So I used to watch A Different World.
I want to watch and that, you know.
I love that show. But I can't remember me being happy with the ending. What other shows are there that I watched?
My wife and kids, Jay got pregnant and she was annoyed about the pregnancy.
I didn't understand that ending as well.
Because he was meant to get a vasectomy, but he didn't. He lied about it. And then she said she would get the thing for the women. And then she found out she couldn't because she was pregnant. Moesha, someone was pregnant. We didn't know who. Why is pregnancy the theme?
Moesha, I even stopped watching that because that girl was just a brat. I'm sorry.
She was.
Actually, sister ending.
What was that again? I can't remember now.
I think they graduated, no? No. I already saw them go to college.
Yeah, they were definitely in college in the last season, but I don't remember. Oh, no, Lisa and Ray
got
married.
Oh, yeah, Lisa got married. Yeah.
That was cute, but it didn't, like...
Did they actually get married?
Yeah, they did.
That's actually quite disgusting.
Nah, co-parents, Abby. Yeah, they got married. And then what else? Oh, did you watch... What was the one with Lisa Ray McCoy and Dwayne Martin?
Martin
called again. No. Even Martin, that one had a sour ending.
Oh, I've never watched
because
that.
Because they're beefed.
Because I remember, they're all beefing. Yeah.
I think it's like, sure, hold on, I can't remember what it was called now.
Even being all Mary Jane. Oh, right. I don't remember how that ended.
Oh, they got together. They got back together.
Oh, okay.
Being Mary Jane, I don't think I watched last season because, again, I have a problem with shows ending that upsets me and my homegirls.
Is Blackish finished yet?
Yes, but again, that is why I haven't finished it, because I just think, I'm sorry, but a lot of shows, my favorite shows have ended in the last year, and it's just a lot of my emotions. So.
It's a lot. Fresh Prince ending was really sad.
That was sad. I just felt like I wanted more for Phil and Will. It felt like he was a failure, and I didn't like that. So I feel like this is actually the only
Orange is the New Black,
and I didn't watch that.
Oh god, please don't.
I started
don't
it, but I missed it after my homegirl died. I said, I can't lie to you.
I think I even stopped watching it from then too.
I stopped, and then someone ruined it for me on Twitter. I didn't bother watching it, so I said, I'm gonna put myself through those emotions, so it's fine. You're one, I'm good. But yeah, I feel like this was actually the best thing we've had.
And let this be the standard moving forward. Yes.
Please. Oh. Like, I feel like let black people just enjoy things. Let us it be away from reality. Oh, it's not every day. Gosh. Well, no, I really enjoyed it.
I want the friends ending for every single black show.
Yeah. That was lovely. That was a good ending as well. White people always enjoy things.
And we too, we should be as
we deserve happiness too. That's why I'm like, Issa said, I'm rooting for everyone black. And I think, do you know, that's another thing I love about her, is that she's actually a woman of her word in terms of I'm rooting for everyone that's black. And I saw a snippet of like the doc where she was saying how like everyone from when she was doing her awkward black girl thing all the way from that has been someone that is her friend or in or wow. one way she knows is trying to make it, because she said a lot of people tend to network upwards rather than network on the same level as you.
Exactly. Or even
maybe someone that hasn't made it or want, you know, wants an opportunity. Because that's what's important, is that bring people. She said even some people that they've been on the show, they've helped her with the show and stuff in terms of behind the scene production, all that kind of stuff, but they're not even in the industry like that. Can you imagine that?
Wow,
that's amazing. But she was like, it's about networking on your level sometimes. Stop trying to find the Drake or the Rihanna or whatever. Find the Drake and Rihanna in your life.
Yeah, honestly, that advice, I remember hearing her say that when I was about 25.
Yeah,
and I've always taken that on.
Yeah,
I find her so inspiring,
like, yes. Nah, she's a champion. And
even her, she's got the career, she's got the man.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, did you clock that? It's the same venue as her wedding. And Molly's dress is basically the same as her dress.
Really?
No, sorry. Issa's bridesmaid's dress, maid of honor dress, is basically her wedding dress. It's that style.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It was so cute.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What a show, man. What an amazing end of an era. And we just absolutely love it. And congratulations to everyone on the show, man.
Congratulations.
Honestly, I'm so sad. I know. I'll watch it back again.
If you guys need someone to watch, check out Harlem. That is also... Do you know what?
I need to watch that.
Do you know what Harlem is giving me? It's giving me soft life. Because we don't need hard body. It's just soft life. It's just
I'm there for soft lifing.
It's gentle. I love
I'm soft lifing until further notice, hon.
It's good.
Because this is just what I want for myself. I don't see why I shouldn't have it. I'm sorry. And I want it for everybody as well.
Amen.
So we actually all move.
Amen. Oh, I've got to go, Esther.
Yes, sis. We come to the end anyway. This is definitely longer than usual. But I guess it's a finale, so.
Yeah.
A nice treat. But yeah, can you let people know where they can find you? You guys should definitely know where you can find Vic now. But
yeah, sure thing. I'm on Vic Sunisi on Instagram, Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. And you can follow the podcast at Black Girls Living.
Lovely. Thank you. But thank you
for having me on.
Us. And no, I really appreciate it.
I've loved listening to the catch up so much. And I loved the episode with what's her name again?
Courtney.
Courtney. Yeah, I loved that episode. I loved the questions you guys asked, and I love learning about like her career trajectory and what she's gonna be doing next. Yeah. Really, really sick episode.
Girl. Appreciate it. But yeah, guys, so that's the end of it. Let me know what you guys think on our socials at No Shade Pod. Thanks for sticking with us through all of this. We really appreciate it. And as always, oh my gosh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Because this is officially the last episode of the year. So Happy New Year. And yeah, I will catch you guys another time. Bye.
Bye.